Talk about it with Fran Jazz. Today's special guest is a writer and a recording artist. Today's guest is Yonkers' very own Champion.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be invited. I'm very excited. This is my first interview.
Perfect.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming through, man.
Of course.
It being your first, we have to dig deep.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's start all the way from the beginning. But before we do, how are you doing today?
Today I'm feeling great, man. I had a good morning, good day at work, and I'm just ready to get into my bag after this and go to the studio, get some more work done.
Nice. Very nice. What are you working on?
I got these two new songs I'm about to drop soon. I got Pop Out. Then I'm going to have a remix. I'm going to have two Yonkers artists on there. Yeah, I got another song called I Like It. And on the remix for that one, I'm going to have Papi Ojo. I don't know if you ever heard him.
No.
But he's a guy that dances with the pink skin. I mean, the green skin. And he's in the Beyonce video.
No, I don't know.
Nah, yeah. Well, him, he's gonna be on there.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm excited about those. I think the music videos for both of them is going to be a concept people are probably not going to see from me. They probably didn't expect it from me based on, like, my other videos. But I'm excited. It's a story behind them, too. So we'll see how it comes out.
All right, cool. Can't wait to see them.
Appreciate you.
So let's jump in. Where were you born?
I was born in Yonkers. I was on Riverdale for a long time. And then I migrated. Well, at first, I lived with my mom on North Broadway. And then I lived with my dad on Warburton. And then my dad got a spot on Riverdale. And then from there, probably moved like 7 more times, all of us together. And we was in a 1-bedroom, then a 3-bedroom. And we lived in a house at one point, then back to 2 other apartments. And then eventually I got my own spot. So, yeah. But originally, Riverdale.
So it's always been Yonkers.
Yeah.
Nice. Always.
I love my city, man. It made me to the man I am today. So.
Yonkers. Yonkers love. Beautiful city. Where does your name come from?
Champion just came from, you know, I was in a really religious family and couldn't really do much like sports or like, you know, other things like that. But never really won anything my whole life, you know? And I was never really like really talented at a lot of things growing up. So I just wanted a name that I could give myself confidence and like put it out there. Like I'm a champion, I'm a winner. So I'll put Champion. And then I spelled it differently. I just thought it would look cool, like how Fabolous instead of Fabulous. I just thought it would be cool.
Yeah.
Ended up making people more confused. So, but yeah, it's Champion. It's not Champion or anything like that.
I thought it was Champion.
Yeah, I get that one too, yeah. I like that one actually. It sounds cool.
What's your writing process?
So when I write, I gotta hear a beat first. I know a lot of people like freestyle or write it before they go to the beat, but I like to vibe to a beat first, see how it makes me feel. And then when I get the feeling of the beat, I'll look for a word that like, to give me some kind of motivation. I'll try to like go off of a certain word. So I'll go in the dictionary, pick a random word, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go off of this. How I wrote the song, like, overzealous. I just seen the word overzealous. I didn't know what that meant. Looked up the definition. I was like, all right, I could work with this. You know, I found the beat. Gave me, like, a kind of a feeling. So just started thinking of different bars. What can I say here? What can I say here? Then I'll listen to the flow, how I want to flow with the beat and stuff like that. And then after I get a nice flow, I'll match the words with the flow. So it's a little harder for me to write. I can't really freestyle. I really have to, like, sit and write because it's, like, a whole process for me. And then I'll start writing some bars, mix some bars into there, and then I'll listen to it over and over in my head. I'll record it. I'll listen to it again a couple more times, see what I can add. I'll go back, throw on some ad-libs, and then, yeah, if it sounds perfect to me, I'll drop it. You know, my engineer probably hates me because I'm always trying to be a perfectionist, so I go 4 or 5 times on the same song, and I'm like... Yo, bro, it's just not sounding right right now, bro. I need you to sound right, bro. And then eventually we'll get it right, and yeah, that's when I usually drop.
You have the same engineer every time?
Yeah, Chris Schemes, man. I'm not going to lie. At one point, I was doing music for like a year or two, and then I always ran into some problems with engineers and stuff like that. So I kind of was just giving up on writing music. And then I had one of my homeboys, his cousin, Scrap, says his name Summer Child, shout out Summer Child. He put me on my first feature. So I was featured on a song with him, Things Go Forever Down. And I went to the studio. I was fucking with his engineers. The engineer was cool. And then I seen another one of my friends, Troy, post his first music video. Trademarks is his name. He hit me up. He was like, yo, bro. Oh, no, I hit him up. I said, yo, that video looks dope. You know, I see you working. You know, I like the song. And he was like, yeah, you know, if you want to pull up one day, you know, I see you doing your songs and stuff. I was like, yeah, yeah. So I pulled up. We went to the studio. It was in his boy's garage. I was like, I guess this is going to be one of those little rinky-dink, you know, studios. Bro, I went there. We recorded a song. I was like, this sounds amazing, bro. This sounds dope. And then I was like, yo, I got shit written down. Like, I've had hundreds of songs written down. Like, I just sit there and I write every day. I write something new. And I was like, I got all this stuff to write, and I didn't have nobody to really mix it for me who could match my my image of how I had it in my head. So, yeah, I worked with Schemes, and everything came out perfect. And I was like, yo, bro, I need you to be my engineer, bro.
Perfect.
And ever since then, yeah. Dynasty Records. Nice. Dynasty Sounds. Chris Scheme. So if anybody's looking for an engineer, he changed my career for the best. So shout out to him for sure.
He's located in Yonkers?
Yeah, Tuckahoe.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. What do you prefer, writing, recording, or performing?
Performance definitely last. I'm more of like a state of myself, like kind of a homebody. So I know that's something I'm going to have to do eventually. But yeah, performing is definitely last on that list. I like to write, man. I like to come up with stuff. Honestly, I have a song written for almost every artist in Yonkers right now. So, like, if they ever wanted to work, gave me the chance to work or anything like that, I would be like, I have 3 songs for you right here. Boom. I just need you to pull up, come to the studio, do your verse, and dip. Songs are done. So, anybody who want to work, I'm always ready to work. Whether this is going to be an R&B song or a rap song, I like getting artists out their comfort zones, you know? So, you're going to be hearing stuff from other artists that have music out, that have a whole lane, and I'm taking them out that lane so you can see another side of them. So I'm excited for a lot of stuff that's coming soon with a lot of features.
I like that. Yeah. That's nice. I like that. What would you say are your musical influences?
I'd say Drake for sure. I know everybody's going to say, definitely, you know, I'd probably copy Drake or whatever, but like, what is copying an artist? Like, there's 1,000 drill rappers right now who all sound exactly the same, you know? So I sound like Drake and it's a big deal now. But I would say, you know, Drake, you know, he's one of my favorite artists, you know? Chris Brown, J. Cole. Growing up, I listened to a lot of R&B. I didn't really listen to rap growing up, so I didn't really, like, grow up with the rap influences and stuff like that. So I would listen to a lot of, like, Barry White, Michael Jackson, Temptations and stuff like that. But when I first started listening to rap, it was Lil Wayne. And I was like, this nigga's nice. How is he coming up with these words that he's saying? And putting them in so, like, perfect order. I was like, this is crazy. So I'm listening to him, and he had a song with Eminem. I was like, ooh, who's this guy? Start listening to Eminem. I'm like, he could do the same thing he's doing, but fast, like, faster. And I'm like, these niggas is nice. So I'm, like, impressed. I'm listening to other artists. That's why I started listening to Jay-Z. I started listening to Nas. Then I got into, you know, Drake. And I was like, wow, he could sing and do that at the same time. One of my biggest influences was Jadakiss, though. Especially because he came from Yonkers. It's like, damn, it's possible to make it big from this city, you know? A lot of people, like, you know, struggle in the city to, like, really pop and stuff. And me being an artist, if I was to ever pop, hopefully, you know, I would like to make it more of a, like, how Drake did for Toronto. And, like, he brought out other artists, and we got the Tory Lanez and stuff like that. So I would like to do that with Yonkers because we got a lot of talent. And I just want the best for my city, bro.
I like that. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful city. The city deserves the best.
Nah, for sure.
So what music was being played in your house?
My dad, always Neo. Neo's one of my favorite artists, R&B artists. He's actually the person that wanted me to be a ghostwriter. Cause I would hear songs from him and I'm like, he's talking about a nigga right now. Why is he talking about fucking a nigga? Is he gay? I'm like, or no. And then I hear the same song, but a female singing it. And it's the exact way that he sang it on the demo. I didn't know what demos were at that point. And it sounded amazing. So I was like, yo, this is dope. He really wrote this for her. And he sound better on the shit. So I think that's what got me to like fall in love with like writing. And like he would always have a different story and he would tell stories in his writing. And I want to get more into doing that. Background vocals is on point every time. Sometimes it would sound like there's a whole different person on his hooks in the background compared to his voice, you know? So, yeah, definitely Neo was played a lot. Trey Songz, R. Kelly. at the time, you feel me?
At the time.
Yeah, before the ping and stuff. But him, not a lot of rap, man. And my dad was a rapper, too. He used to rap with DMX.
Wow, my man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, for sure, man. He had two. He was supposed to be on 24 Hours to Live.
Wow.
And he was supposed to be on Get At Me, Dog.
Wow.
And he turned them both down. He became religious.
That's sick.
Yeah.
To even be running up is amazing.
Yeah, man. I got a couple of his songs still on my phone, but like it's like on his hidden like YouTube, whatever he has it saved and stuff. But yeah. So he said he did it for me. You know, he wanted a better life for me, a regular life. So appreciate you for not picking the rich life. Making my life a lot harder. Yeah. But he did what he had to, you know, was best, you know. So
good. Where do you get your beats? Or does your engineer make them?
Nah, I haven't gotten to the point where I found someone that makes my beats. So I get all my shit on YouTube. I just try to find beats that like don't have a lot of views, not a lot of plays and stuff like that. And that sound good still. Because there are engineers out there that just don't get recognized. Like the same way, you know, some artists don't get recognized, but they're really good. So I look for those kind of engineers. I've seen a lot of them grow from just getting like a couple thousand plays, and now they're in the 100Ks and stuff like that. So it takes time, it's a process. But like I work with a lot of YouTube beats. A lot of the YouTube beats are on BeatStars. You know, a lot of people get their beats on BeatStars. And a lot of those are on YouTube still. Like you'll get to the BeatStars link from YouTube. So I'm gonna start getting my own beats. I just haven't found a sound for myself yet that I feel comfortable like asking somebody to make a beat specifically for me, you know? So, cause I really haven't really found a lane. I'd be in this kind of, I do rapping, then I'll be singing, then I'll do like some pop. So it's like, I haven't stuck to a lane yet.
Definitely. So what religion did you grow up around?
Jehovah's Witness.
All right.
Yeah.
And what's your relationship with God today?
Today, damn, I didn't expect to get that question. Well, you know, I grew up, we had to read the Bible, like, every day. So, like, I've read the Bible from cover to cover, like, multiple times. So, like, a lot of it is engraved in me. And I would say, to the most point, I live my life, you know, in a good direction. But, you know, they take it more strictly. You got to do things by the book. And it's not kind of, like, strict with it. But, like, they want you to do your best. To stick to the Bible standards because that's what God would want from you, you know? And I've always, even after I left, just tried to live my life like a regular person. Like I wasn't trying to look for fame or anything like that. But eventually music came to me and I just wanted to write. And I try to incorporate the things that I've learned growing up in that religion and things that I've learned from the Bible, things that I've learned after I left and stuff what I've dealt with on my own, by myself, and like struggles I had to go through and stuff like that. And I incorporate all that into my music. So I think it is a big part of me. And I would say like a lot of people that meet me and they find out that I know so much about the Bible, they always hit me up and ask me questions. It's like, yo, what do you think? Why did it say this? Or why is this there? Or do you remember this guy doing this? And I'm like, and I'll explain it to them. But, it's one of some people like they say, oh, that's one of their favorite things about me is that I know so much about like the Bible and stuff like that.
That's impressive because it's a book where you have to read many times and dive deep.
Yeah, bro. For just in general, yeah.
You understand it and read it, you know, multiple times like that. That is very impressive.
Yeah, it's if you really want to get close to God, bro, just reading the Bible would help you do that. You know, you don't really. I mean, I don't want to say you don't really need a religion, but if you read the Bible and you really understand it and you live by Bible standards, your life will be good. You know, it's, you know, people think, see it as a, oh, you know, you do they do this because of religion, they do that. No, those are the, that's the religion that does that. That's not what the Bible says to do. So if you read what the Bible says and you believe in the Bible, you believe that God, that the Bible comes from God, read the Bible and live by its standards because it says it in the book.
You know, I think it's hard for people to understand it. That's what deters people from it a lot.
That's true.
Because it is exactly what you're saying. If you read it and understand it, that's the right way to live.
Yeah.
But if people can't read it and understand it, that's the block.
Yeah. That's true. And it's really just about, like, there's so many different religions, but all the Bibles, like the Jehovah's Witness Bible is no different from a Christian Bible, like a Catholic Bible or anything like that. It says the same things. It's just not a thy shall or anything like that. It's just like the blah, blah, blah. And that's the only difference. But it all says the same thing, you know? It's just, like you said, it's tough because the interpretation is different from every, like, you and me could have a conversation about something we just watched on TV. We both seen it happen, but we could have two different opinions about it, you know? So everybody's reading the Bible, and everybody's just picking the people who they feel like, all right, that makes the most sense to me, so I'm going to do that religion. That makes some sense to me. Or people just get that engraved in their head when they're kids because their parents do that. So their parents engrave that in their head, and then that's how they think what is the right way to do, you know? But just read the Bible, bro, and you know what's right and wrong. You know how to kill people. You know how to steal from people. You know, like,
everybody knows right from wrong.
Yeah, everybody knows right from wrong. You know, just do the right thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who are your top five favorite artists? Dead or alive?
Dead or alive. I'm gonna go Lil Wayne. I feel like gotta be the best rapper to live on this planet. Drake is one of my favorite artists. I wouldn't put him up there with my top five, but he's one of my favorite artists. J. Cole is definitely one of my favorite artists. Michael Jackson. He transcended music to a place where, like, we never thought music could go to, you know? In terms of entertainment and just making music, you know, just background vocals, energy. Like, we don't get that nowadays. We don't get no passion in these R&B songs, you feel me? We get nice notes. We get nice notes every once in a while. Just switch up flows and stuff like that, but we don't get that emotion in the background vocals. Usually when you get to like the third hook, it's like way more emotion than the first two hooks. Like, we don't get that no more. Like, we're happening all the emotion, you know? So hopefully as a writer, I could get more. I want to work with more R&B artists. I haven't got the chance to work with many, but I do have a few that I've worked with. And I want to get them to push your imagination or push your vocals in a different way. Like, let's try to do something different that hasn't been done for a while that people are looking for, you know? Because good music is good music at the end of the day. So if you hear a song that's nice, it's going to pop. Don't think, oh, we got to do it this way because everybody else is doing it this way. Do a song that's good. It's going to pop because people appreciate good music in general.
You're right.
You know?
So I think you got through like three. I think you
said. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. I appreciate all the details. I love it. I love talking about music.
Nah, for sure. Me too. I love music, bro.
So you mentioned, I think, J. Cole.
J. Cole. I'm going to go Drake, Lil Wayne, Michael Jackson. All right. Then the last two was like between Jay-Z and like Kanye, bro.
Nice.
Kanye's just, when it comes to making music, bro, like he's just on another tier. The only two people like I would really want to work with is like Kanye or Timbaland or like Pharrell Williams, because their mind is just in a different universe. Like I don't know if they're doing shrooms or something before they get in the booth. It gotta be something that their minds is just on a different playing field, you know? If you listen to Kanye's last album, his last album is phenomenal, bro.
Vultures?
It's phenomenal. It's like one of the best albums I heard in a very long time.
I heard it once through. I'm not impressed, but it takes me usually a few listens to really appreciate it.
Like, just, you know, I like to, I listen to the background vocals. I listen to all the
Oh, the production's incredible.
His production is phenomenal. Incredible. Hey, okay, I wouldn't say it's a great, like.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
As
a body of work, that's not nowhere near his best body.
For sure, definitely not.
Yeah,
but
the production.
In terms
incredible.
Of like the world we're living in right now, like. I feel like every song he had on the album was better than anything we're listening to right now. Like you play one of his songs there, and you feel me? I don't want to say no names.
Nah, you don't gotta say nobody. I understand. There's trash out there.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to find a new artist or a new song that I like.
Yeah,
I agree. The album sounds amazing.
He had Chris Brown. He had Ty Dolla $ign. He had a Lil Durk. He had a lot of great artists on there. You know, so great production. He's one of the greatest producers of all time.
Yeah,
him,
absolutely.
Travis Scott. Timbaland, Pharrell, you know, so definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm so high right now, I'm not gonna lie, I forgot the question.
I think you answered already. Top five favorite artists.
Yeah, for sure.
You're good. Who's the first person you think of when you think of success?
Jay-Z.
Woo. And why is that?
Billionaire, black man, came from the hood. He's a billionaire. I don't even know what to do with $1 billion. I'll be bored in my life because I would have done everything.
That's what they say happens.
Yeah.
That's why they say, which is, it's cliche, nobody cares. Poor people don't care when rich people
say.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that shit. I just
enjoy
want
the enjoy the ride. It's boring up here. Enjoy the ride. But you know, that's the truth, though.
Yeah,
it is the truth.
I guess.
Because once you've had everything, all you have to do is just keep topping those things.
Yeah.
Once you have... You know, the expensive car, you're just going to keep getting another one, and a newer one, and a different one, but it's just going to be all these expensive cars. You get a mansion, you might get a bigger one, one in a nicer area, one with a bigger pool, but you're just upgrading your life a little bit.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to enjoy is the struggle, the ups and downs. Then you can enjoy that. Yeah. But it's hard for us to understand that.
Yeah, I could do without the struggles, for sure.
Nah, I like it. I like the struggles. I recently... came to the,
you gotta
to the
embrace
realization
it.
That it is what it is.
Yeah, you just like, gotta embrace it. Yeah.
I do this and I don't even think about the views. Some get less than 50 views.
No.
Like, I don't even think about the views. I just think about the conversation and I'm sharing it. You know, if something comes of it, something comes of it.
But I see content being done. Every time I open my iPhone, I see your face. I already know your face by detail now.
Good.
So
let's do it. Let's keep that.
You're working, you know, and that's the most important thing. I wanna work with people that's working, you know.
Shout out
Teddy Waves. I just did a song with him, Unana. I hit him up. I said, yo, I want to do a song. People did keep thinking he hit me up. I hit him up. He's working. I don't see none of you guys working, bro. I want to see people working. And I said, yo, you want to do a song? He said, yeah, pull up to the crib. All right, pull up. He was like 5 minutes away. I pulled up. We played a couple of beats that his boy made him. This boy makes some fire beats. I was like, these beats are for real. Like, so I listened to a couple of them. We found a beat we both liked. Went to the studio. We went to Plug Studio. Shout out Danny Phantom. Mixed the fuck out of that shit. That was one of the best mixes I've heard in a very long time. And yeah, bro. We did a song in like a week. It took us 1 week to do that whole song. Did content. We just went to his crib.
Shout out Teddy Waves.
Teddy Waves. Went to his crib again. We did content, recorded a bunch of different clips. He was there for like 4 hours, 5 hours, six maybe. Did a couple of skits. One of the skits, they got good numbers right now. So the song got good views, good eyes, and look, we did that shit in like a week. I just want to work. I don't care who I work with. I just want to work.
I want to work with people that want to work.
That's it.
It's as simple as that. Shout out Teddy Waves.
For real.
As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
So, I got made fun of a lot because I would say, I want to be a garbage man when I grew up.
I get that.
I guess people would be like, oh, this kid's going to be a loser. But my dad was a garbage man. And what I seen from my dad is he always had money. He would have $100 bills packed up in his dresser, which I would steal a couple of fives and twenties every now and then. He wouldn't even flinch. He would never ask me about it. He never asked you. He took nothing. So he had money.
Benefits.
I always had. Yeah, he got benefits. I didn't know what that meant, but I knew he had.
You
know, it.
You always had medical, right? You always had a doctor to go see.
Yeah, for real. Shit. I always had a roof over my head. We was eating good, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. He's always in a nice apartment. He make good money. So
he was in a good mood, I bet too. I think Garbage Man.
Never in a good mood.
Really? Oh,
never, yeah, never.
I'm about to say usually because I think it's like less than 8 hours of work.
Bro,
day,
he would go to work. He would leave for work at like 5 a.m. And by the time I had to go to school in the morning, by like 8, he was already home.
That's why I feel like they're usually happy people because yep. they don't even work much.
And like $2,000 a week. Just,
oh,
I'm like,
oh man.
I want to be a garbage man. We live in a 3-bedroom apartment. It's very spacious. We got a porch. We moved into a house at one point, you know, like yeah. I looked at a man that took care of his family. Obviously, you know, parents aren't perfect. We went through, you know, stuff and struggles and stuff like that, but I can never say that he did not take care of us. We always had a roof over our head and we was always eating. And that's all you can ask for a father. You feel me? Like,
it's a great example. We all need that example.
So garbage man is what I saw myself being.
Did you go for it when you got older?
Yeah, I did. I did seasonal work. So I did it for like a year. I was working at LA Fitness at the time. So I was working from, I had to wake up at 5 to get to the bus. I had to take the 8 bus to this Getty Square. I had to take another bus to get to North Broadway. And I would go to the city. I worked from 7 to 3, working full-time hours, doing full-time work, and only getting paid $8.75 an hour. And I did that for a year. I would do from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., get off at 3, take the bus, go to Ridge Hill, get to Ridge Hill by 4, start my shift at LA Fitness at 4, finish at 11, I worked, and I would take the bus from 11 to get to my crib by 12 to wake up again at 5 to do everything all over again.
So, damn, yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
I just wanted money.
That's it.
I didn't like being broke.
I respect it. What are 3 things you need to be happy?
It's going to sound superficial, but I'm going to say money, number one. Because people say money don't buy happiness. You give me $1 million right now, I promise you all my problems are solved. Everything. And I'm chilling, you know? But I feel like money will make me happy, personally. Love, being around your loved ones. People who genuinely care about you, have a circle around you that people support you, people are rooting for you. I feel like I struggled to find the right people around me, and that kind of like set me back for a long time. And over the last few years, I had to like really sit back and see, all right, family or friend, who's important to me, who's supporting me, who's pushing me in the right direction. I kept those people around me. I caught off a lot of people, and things started moving in the right direction for me from there. So I would say having a good circle of people, of loved ones, and having a future, having an idea of what you want to do in your future. Have a plan, like, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish before you die? Because we only have one life, and then we die. You don't know what. All those religions can say whatever happens after, we don't know. Do you want to take that chance where nothing happens after, and we're just gone forever? So do what you want to do. Have a goal that you want to finish before you die. Because when you actually do die, at least you could say, I did everything that I wanted to accomplish. That's it.
Straight up. I like it. What's the most exciting thing you ever did?
Most exciting thing I've ever did? A couple of things I can't mention. But, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to bring it. When I was a kid, I went on a cruise, and that was probably the most fun time I ever had as a kid in my entire life. We had the pool in there. We had the basketball court. My dad took me to, after the cruise, we went to the Bahamas in Jamaica. We went on the jet skis, came back from Jamaica, went back to Florida. We went to Universal Studios, did Universal Studios for a whole day. Went to Disney World for the whole day, and then went back home. I think that's the most happiest time I think I ever remember in my life. Ever since then, it's been downhill. The more older I got, everything got worse, you know?
Yo, that sounds incredible. You got to top that trip. You
know never in my life.
If it's been downhill city, you got to top that trip. You could do it.
Yeah. We'll see. With the right people around me.
Nice. Hell yeah, you could definitely do it.
For sure.
As you get older, what has become more important and less important?
More important, being happy. Really taking the moment and enjoying it for what it is, you know? I learned to just stop thinking so negatively, you know, because that just brings you into depression, anxiety. Then you're going to stay at home, be depressed, and you're just going to be like pondering upon all the negative. It just gives you more time to ponder upon the negative, you know, and just sit there and wallow in your sadness. I mean, you could be going out and accomplishing shit, you know? So really starting to think positively is when I changed my whole life. And just things got better. I started doing music. I started getting in shape. I got my first job working at the hospital. And everything went up here from there, you know? So just staying positive. And things I've stayed away from, just staying away from, like, negative people. And stop doing for other people over myself. Because sometimes we go out our way for people, they don't appreciate it. You ask them for a favor, they can't return the favor. Because it's some bullshit. So stop always putting people first. It was a big thing for me to stop doing because I love my family, I love my friends. I love helping people in general. And people aren't like that. And you got to come to the realization that some people are just assholes. you can't be mad. Like, I'll hang out with somebody, I'd be like, wow, this nigga's really a piece of shit. But I'm chilling with him. And if I feel like, you know, I want to continue to chill with him, I'll continue to chill with him. But I've learned to let people go, which was hard. But when I finally did it, I realized I had peace. And I wasn't stressing about it no more. It was out of my life. So, and eventually, sometimes they'll come back. And they'll realize, I really needed him. And they're like, he really was there for me or something like that. And they'll be like, I'm sorry for treating you that way and stuff like that, you know? So, yeah, I think just making sure you do for yourself, man. Stop worrying about everybody else and focus on yourself. Get shit done.
Nice. What would be the best piece of advice you'd give your younger self?
Other things I can't say on.
My man.
But I would say save your money. I would say save your money. I would say stay on top of yourself. Cause I let a lot of shit go in my life that I don't like to say I regret things because it put me in a position where I'm at right now. But like, things could have been way better off if I would have did certain things. I would have had a lot more money, probably better situations, or I would have avoided other situations and stuff like that. So, yeah, I would say starting to put myself first and shit like that.
Do you have any regrets?
I have any regrets. I do have a couple. But they're more like my grandmother passed away and I didn't get to see her before she got to pass and I had the opportunity to, so it was like I regret stuff like that. But I try not to regret other things in terms of like decisions I've made because I like where I'm at right now in life and I'm excited about my future. I had to, again, cut people off 2024, cut off certain things 2024. And I'm already feeling good right now. I'm in a good mindset, good space. I've been doing a lot more content, which I hate doing. So hopefully I get rich soon so I don't have to do no more content. I feel good right now where I'm at.
Nice. Yeah. Glad to hear. What are your overall life goals?
I want to get rich. 100%. I want to enough money to take care of my family and my friends. Because you just hate seeing your loved ones struggle, man. Sometimes I see, like, damn, I really wish I could do this, do that. Or, like, they want to do something. I really wish y'all could support by giving you more than, you know, whatever. But I really want to put my family in a position where, like, not only will they be well off, but they could go do their own things and, like, branch off. Do what you want to do because life is too short. Like I said, life is too short. I want my family to be able to go do things that make them happy and live a happy lifestyle, you know? And, definitely bigging up my city. You know, fixing the parks, fixing the school systems and stuff like that. Like, bro, we have so much talent, bro. And like, sometimes I'll talk to these kids while we're playing basketball, and I'll be like, "Yo, you gotta go to college." They'll be like, "I'm not good enough for that shit." How do you know? You don't know until you try, bro. There's people 5'9" in the NBA. You're like 6'5". Like, just go out and try. Like, you never know what you can do. People go out and they go take a loan for $10,000, $100,000 to invest in themselves because they believe in themselves and they become well off. But some people say, "Oh, industry plant." And it's like, you see them putting in the work. Like, you know, Bobby Altov, they'd be like, "Oh, industry plant." And it's like, bro, she's paying a lot of money to get this stuff. And she started off doing she started off doing, like, you know, small people at first and build her way up, you know? And sometimes right place at the right time. Sometimes things just line up. And whether it's an industry plant or not, it's just, it's entertaining. We're being entertained. We're in a world where it's hard to be entertained because there's not a lot of good content out there. So if we could find people that can entertain us, make us laugh, make us feel, make us whatever that we want to feel when we go, turn on the TV or listen to a song or whatever, let it be what it is. You know? Let people do what they want to do and just enjoy it for the moment.
100%. Everything is just entertainment.
That's it, bro. I just want to be entertained. I turn on the TV, I don't want to be bored no more. Entertain me. I don't care what I watch. I want to like what I'm watching. You know? That's all it is.
We interrupt this program with the freestyle champion.
Look, hope y'all don't catch me rambling. Thoughts of a child should got me panicking. Never thoughts of abandoning, but all the stress I'm handling and all the money vanishing just got your boy here scrambling. So ain't no time for babbling. I know the most of y'all think I'm gambling. This music shit ain't happening. Your time is just mishandling. I know the shit is challenging. I know you see me battling, but when you see me up, don't want to sorry. Just keep the windows up on my Ferrari. Tint so dark, can't see the drippers from Armani. Went to the crib and fucked my bitch off the Bacardi. Same old game, but play this shit like it's Atari. Not just a hood star, so don't compare me to Safari. Nah, I start accepting that, but then I'll take whatever's given. Maybe I just keep this 9 to 5. Nah, I'm just kidding. My ceiling is as low as this apartment that I live in. The homie wasn't bad, but still I told his ass good riddance. Yeah. And to all of y'all favorite superstars, but I wish you don't see us flying by because we shooting stars. Niggas will be gone in a minute too. If you come for hours, got me feeling like John Taffer the way I structure bars. Rappers too concerned about how the numbers are, forgetting that there's skills too when it comes to art. Yeah. I'm so upset, even my outfit's thrown fits. It's like a comic strip the way my punchlines really hit. Boom, pow, drop you like a rigger when she lit. Ooh, ow, it's okay cause from my town. Staying down is something I just can't allow. At the top is where I'm getting it. Mistakes that I'm still living in. And even if I lost the shit, ain't nothing I can't get again.
My man, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, bro.
Back to the program. We're nearing the end of the podcast. Let the people know where they can find you, if you have anything coming up, and any last advice you'd like to give the viewers.
So, The Real Champion is my Instagram. I got 2 new songs about to come out. Pop out. I like it. I will be having an interview with Timberland soon, so look out for that. And I got a lot more content coming out. Yonkers Artists, if you want to work, DM me. I got a song for all of you guys. I don't care who it is. I'm keeping an eye on all of y'all. So I got songs for everybody. Let's just work. I get the studio sessions, pull up. We just work. I just want to work. So keep a lookout for those. And I appreciate you again for having me on the podcast. And this is my first interview, so I appreciate you.
Thanks for blessing me with your time and your first interview right here at Talk About It with Fran Jez. Yes, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Give me a thumbs up, like, share, comment, subscribe. I appreciate it all. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Peace and love.
Gang. Okay.